The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening now at Sleep Outfitters. This is your chance to save big with up to 65% off mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. These limited-time warehouse clearance deals won't last, and with our lifetime price guarantee, you can rest assured you're getting the best deal. The semi-annual warehouse clearance event, only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com to find a store near you.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the no repeat guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Lainey Gardner, I am so excited to meet you because I'm obsessed with your music and we've been loving it. So thank you for coming on to say hi to us. Welcome to Absolute Radio Country.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
We're going to get to your music, but we have to talk about how this all started, because it kind of started because you recorded a cover of a Fleetwood Mac song, right? Dreams. Is that where it all kind of really took off for you?
Yes. It feels like forever ago now. It was like right on the edge of 2020 during COVID, and I was, you know,
bored.
I'd heard the song. Yeah, I was bored. I was bored one day, and I just literally got up and was like, I love this song. It came on the radio like a couple days before. I was like, I forgot how great this song was. And so I was like, I'm going to do a cover of it. So, you know.
And were you doing that a lot during that time? Because, you know, some people are always recording covers of stuff and popping it up, and either they take off or they don't, or it's just something they do to pass the time. So was this something that you were doing anyway, just doing covers and popping them up online?
Yes, I did it more in high school.
Okay.
And then during college, it kind of started to fade out. And then around the time that I did Dreams, I wasn't really putting any covers out.
Okay.
So.
And was this on TikTok, or which platform was this?
So originally it was on YouTube, because that's kind of where I watched it, all my covers. I would throw them on Instagram or TikTok every now and then, but most of them just went on YouTube.
And then what happened? You went to bed and you woke up, and then there was like, boom, you were like, what's happening? Is that what happened?
Yes, pretty much. Yep. I literally, my parents actually were the first to call me and say, have you seen your video? And like the traction it's getting. And I'm like, no, you know, because it's just like my videos never really did too well, you know.
Right.
Like the most I got was maybe like 2,000 views on a video that had been up for, you know, several years.
And you were like, yes, 2,000 views.
Yeah, I was like, heck yeah. And you know, I would walk around school like, oh yeah, I got 2,000 views in 5 years.
And then how many views were on Dreams when you checked?
The first time it was about 13,000,
okay,
12 or 13,000. So they kind of caught on it quick.
Then what happened from there? So you had all these views and you were like, okay, wait. And then what happened?
Saw that there was all the views. And then David Guetta reached out pretty quickly, which was insane. Mick Fleetwood actually reached out pretty quickly.
Wow.
Had a couple country artists reach out, like Jake Owen, Ernest, Morgan Wallen.
And were you just like, what is happening here? I think if that happened to a lot of people, you wouldn't really know what to do. Like, you'd be like, okay, I've clearly got something here. I've got all of these really important, really connected people that I look up to reaching out to me. What do I do? Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. No clue. I think it was all happening so fast. I wasn't really processing these people as like the real deals, you know, like that. Yeah. They are the real people you reach out, because everything was on the internet, because COVID, nothing really was happening in person. So like it was just.
And what are they reaching out saying, Lainey? Are they just like, hey, this is really great? Or are they like, do you want to collab on something? What else do you have? Like, is it a combination of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, like one of them was like, you know, my mom sent me this. I think it's really great. Mick had mentioned, you know, that he would during the time, like it was like, be cool to do a song or like whatever. And I'm like, yeah, duh. And like, yes, I would love that. And some of them were ready to kind of take me under their wing in Nashville. just ready to, you know, hey, if you ever need anything, if, you know, you ever want to meet anybody, you know, producer or publisher, label wise, let me know. A lot of people are very, very kind and just very much willing to jump in and help. And, you know, of course that fades off as, you know, the video kind of takes its time, but it was pretty cool.
And were you living in Nashville at that time or were you in North Carolina? Where were you?
I was in Murfreesboro. I was going to college at MTSU.
Right.
Studying music business and originally doing a little bit of like a, I was just starting to get into like singing rock music, kind of coming out of like an R&B phase.
Right.
Moving into rock. So that was kind of where my headspace was with music.
Well, because presumably, you know, I was thinking when I was listening to the remix, the kind of dance remix of Dreams, you could have presumably been like, well, that's the type of artist I'm going to be. You know, I'm going to be a diva-led vocal house artist, or I'm going to go into dance music, or like you were saying there, rock music could have been your thing. But I know being from North Carolina, a lot of people would go, well, obviously, country's obvious, but not necessarily. But was country always the lane that you wanted to be in? Or was there a moment where you thought, well, I can do anything now?
Yeah, I always felt like country had some part of it that I could really live in because I grew up with so many different types of music.
Sure.
I felt like country was starting to move into a place of you can kind of inject like little genres and kind of make your own sound. And also just growing up in North Carolina and just being surrounded by mostly country music and folk and bluegrass and all of that, it just felt more, it felt like home to me, country. Sure. Just felt like home to me and something that I felt like I could live in to where I wasn't doing all the glitz and glamour and the, you know, background dancers and the big, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you can do that with country too, though.
You can now.
You sure can.
People are doing it now.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're really happy that country is the lane that you decided to go into. So thank you for taking us through that because it's just nice for people to get to know you over here because we're loving what you're doing. The album, Songwriter's Diary, you wrote that entire album solo, correct? And there are so many songs from it that we have been loving. I think the first one that I started playing that really kind of caught my attention was Somewhere Nowhere in Carolina. And now we're loving Mountains and Miller. We love it so much that you are one of our class of 2025, which is all about kind of, you know, new artists that we're so excited to see what happens this year. So country's working out for you, it sounds like.
Well, we're doing something around here. And I appreciate that very much. I'm glad you guys like the album. And I appreciate y'all for, again, like having me here and giving me that opportunity. So
did you ever end up doing anything with any of those people that reached out to you? You know, is there a Morgan Wallen collab that's on the way that we don't know about? Or did you do anything with Mr. Fleetwood, the Jonas Brothers?
I did go and open for the Jonas Brothers whenever they came to Tennessee. They went to Franklin, Tennessee. We did like the little, I call it the baby Red Rocks. It's like this little hole in a mountain in Franklin, Tennessee. Me and Morgan just became good friends. Me and Ernest became good friends. They're still always, you know, kind of supporting the music and which is really great. Mick, maybe.
Okay. All right. Listen, you can tease us along. We're going to be following you all year, you know, at least. So we will find out about it. Mountains and Miller, it's a spotlight song for us. So we love it so much. Can you tell us a little bit about this and introduce it for us?
So Mountains and Miller I wrote it before the big, huge flood happened in the Appalachian Mountains. I wrote a lot of my songs driving through those mountains. I don't know if you guys over there like heard about the Great Flood in North Carolina, but
yes. Well, I mean, I did because I'm from the Appalachian Mountains myself. So I'm from Bristol, Tennessee. So my whole family is still there.
Okay. So yeah.
But for people who don't know about it, feel free to elaborate. Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, there was a big, big flood. Kind of basically destroyed the mountains and everything. And that's why Mountains and Miller became so special and why I felt like it definitely had to be on the album because those songs were just born there. And most of those songs, like I said, I would just write driving through the mountains that are now kind of a mess at the moment. And it was just about home and just how I grew up and how much I, you know, miss it. A lot of songs I write is kind of a coping mechanism for me. So whenever I would miss home, I would write a song about home. Or if I miss my mom and dad, I'd write a song about mom and dad, which is like letters to home. And yeah, that's kind of where Mountains and Miller came from, just talking about home.
See, I normally miss biscuits and gravy. So if I was a songwriter, I'd write a song about biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So today you've got a brand new single out that we're excited about. It's called Buzzkill. What's this one about?
Buzzkill. Oh, man. This one, I had a friend at the time who had been doing really well in his career, and he was just surrounded by these women who just, you know, kind of were what Stevie Nicks would call them, like, you know, gold dust women. And, you know, they kind of come and go. And this particular one was definitely, you know, something else. And so much so that I felt it would just be like kind of a fun, like, joke song to write about and, you know, call her Buzzkill. And she was not very nice at all. And so that's kind of where Buzzkill came around, of just, you know, every time you bring her around, she just really kills the buzz.
Do you think she knows that this song is about her?
I feel like there may be some words spreading around a little bit, just from, because we're kind of like, we're in a very small town.
She knows, or she's about to find out. Okay, so Jelly Roll is just one of my favorite humans. He is such a lovely guy. Gives some of the best hugs I think I've ever had in country music. And Lainey, you supported Jelly out on the road, right? What's it like touring with Jelly? Because I went to, you know, as a fan, I went to see Jelly in Georgia and got a little taste of what it must be. Be like to be on the Jelly Roll road show. But what's it like as an artist? I mean, there's a barbecue backstage. He's got a barbecue backstage, and they watch cage fighting. It's crazy.
They always go all out, and I really connected with his band, especially his drummer Cody Ash. Like, they are just so supportive of me, and they're just really, really cool to just hang out with. And there's never a dull moment. There's always something going on. Just really good people to be around. You can tell that they love what they do, and they just love the community that they've kind of created.
Yeah, he is love, and he brings everybody along for the ride as well, which is so, so nice.
Jelly, you know, he's very caring, and he takes care of the people that's out there with him. And so yeah, they definitely have whatever you need on hand.
They got you covered backstage at Jelly Roll, that's for sure. You're also going to be supporting Corey Kent on his tour this year as well. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I've never met him.
Oh, have you not? He's lovely. He's a really nice guy. We've had him in a couple times.
Okay, he seems very nice. He seems very, very family oriented.
I started to say he's a family guy, because he ended up, I think he left Nashville and moved, you know, moved his family into a small town because he just wanted to have that small town thing for his family.
I admire that very much, because that's kind of a goal of mine. I want to be a mom one day, and I want to be, you know, once I'm married and a mom, it's going to be like, that's my priority. And I really admire like how he's kind of balancing all of those things. And, you know, I hope to be able to be able to do that one day as mom. So yeah, he's pretty cool. And I haven't even met him yet. So.
Oh, well, you're going to love him. He's such a nice guy. You were also part, I mean, this is huge. You're part of the Twisters movie soundtrack. That was like the soundtrack of the summer last year, and pretty much for the whole back end of 2024. And so many massive artists were on that. That must've been so exciting to be a part of that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Miranda Lambert was on there, and immediately I was like, you know, kind of a surge of just like, you know, wow, this is happening. And
yeah.
I'm on the same little like flyer as all these huge artists that I just grew up listening to. And it was just one of those like, whoa moments. I don't really have a whole lot of those, because it's just, it moves so fast.
You must have loads of those. I mean, touring with Jelly Roll, having your own album out, like having Mick Fleetwood being like, hey, Lainey, what's going on? Hey. I mean, but are you saying it's all moving so fast that it's sometimes difficult to be like, oh, wow, this is happening. This is cool.
It's hard to slow yourself down and kind of just appreciate everything that you have. And,
sure.
You know, in the beginning, like there was a lot of opportunities that kind of slipped through my fingertips. So it kind of trained me to be like, you know, don't get your hopes, you know, up until it's actually happening. And
yeah,
so
I get that.
I've yeah.
Well, I want to just let you know it's happening, Lainey. And it's so excited because, I mean, the fact that you wrote all of these songs on A Songwriter's Diary, and they're all so beautiful and personal, and you're sharing them with the world, and that people are connecting with them, not just in your own country, but, you know, here in the UK as well. Like, people are just really, really loving them. And it's such a wonderful thing to see. So I hope you get to enjoy it as much as you can. So you are going to come over to Europe. You're going to play C2C in Rotterdam and Berlin, two very exciting cities. Have you ever been to Europe before?
I have. I've been to Germany. I've been to Frankfurt, Germany. And then we drove over on the little Autobahn to Heidelberg.
Okay. But presumably when you were over for that, there weren't thousands of fans screaming your songs back at you, which is going to happen this time. That is so exciting. Do you have any plans to come see us in the UK?
I would love to. I've always wanted to go. And so there's so many things happening this next year. It's hard to like keep up with everything.
So Lainey, I know you spell it differently, but of course we've got Lainey Wilson. Obviously she's just a joy and a pleasure. And she's always so great when she comes over to see us. And she's such a fun person. But is there a little bit of you that's like, dadgummit, another Lainey?
I think whenever Lainey Wilson came out, I was like, dang, like she beat me to the punch. Because, you know, growing up and wanting to be a big star all my life, I'm like, you know, I'm going to be the only Lainey. This is going to be great. And then Lainey Wilson shows up and she's just, you know, kicking butt right now. And so it's like, man, dang, she is the Lainey in the music industry right now. I've got some big shoes to fill to even be like in, you know, anywhere compared to her. And
have you met her?
She works her butt off.
She does.
You know, just from having like word inside the music industry, I heard she just works so hard, and it is paying off. And I just admire her so much. And
you guys are on the same label, right?
Yeah, which is even funnier.
Yeah. Two Laineys on one label. Any sort of like, you know, Lainey times two collaboration in the works?
I would love to. I mean, I feel like anybody would just love to do a song with Lainey. Yeah, I feel like that would be so much fun. She's from Louisiana.
She is.
Yep. So Louisiana, North Carolina collab.
Yeah, a little LANC collab. Who's your big musical hero at the moment?
At the moment?
I mean, you mentioned Miranda Lambert, and obviously she seems like she was a real inspiration for you kind of growing up.
Yeah. She's the core. Really, really love Miranda. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm her biggest fan, number one fan. I've met her very briefly, and I said like four words to her, and I was just like, it's very, very nice to meet you.
that's it. At least they were nice words instead of
Yeah, exactly. I had a little bit of liquid courage in me during that, so
that always helps.
I really like Parker McCollum as well. I really like what he's doing.
Yeah.
I really admire him as well.
Well, listen, we are so excited for you. Thank you for taking the time to have a chat with us. And it's just great to get to know you a little bit, because we've been loving the music. We're going to continue looking out for everything that you've got coming this year. Hopefully we will see you in person real soon. But congratulations on everything. It's so exciting.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.